Tommy Barra participated in the contributions or knew about them. Representative Barra is currently up for re-election running against Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones.
A local group helping young entrepreneurs and up-and-coming businesses held its grand opening block party yesterday to let young talent in the area know they've got support.
Is a nonprofit in downtown Roseville that wants to see local businesses bloom. Peter Tatishi is president and CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber, which works with the Glue Factory.
The Glue Factory is actually a collaboration space. So what it is it's a collaborative working environment. It's kind of a shared working spaces where budding entrepreneurs can actually come in for free.
All they ask for in return are community contributions with the goal of economic development and health and wellness for the Roseville area. Tatishi says it's all about providing a platform for some of the young talent in our region.
Support businesses that are looking to grow, expand, or even start up.
Since opening its doors in May, the Glue Factory has inspired 10 up-and-coming companies offering some diverse products and services, including specialty bicycle wheels, a restaurant reservation system, and STEM curriculum for girls. James Frazier, News Radio, KFBK.
Four U.S. Olympic swimmers accused of lying about being robbed. Now the U.S. Olympic Committee is weighing in. We'll have a live report from Rio coming up.